John Taylor from Stern Agee & Leach joins us. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning. It looks like the market is going to open up strongly this morning, maybe a carryover from what happened on Friday. And, of course, you may or may not have caught this, but on Friday, the employment data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Department of Labor, was much better than expected. 195,000 jobs created last month. The unemployment rate remained stable. And it pushed the Dow up on Friday, 147 points. Dow futures are up well over 60 points this morning. Now, the good news is it pushed equity markets up around the world, but it pushed the bad news is it pushed the bond markets down. Some people are worried about, of course, Mr. Bernanke told us back early in May that the Fed was inclined to start tapering back on their quantitative easing. This appears to give him the room to do that. Some people are worried about the fact that it's been too much too soon in terms of the rise in interest rates. Let me put this in perspective. Go back to the first week of May. The 10-year Treasury, which is the key interest rate in this country, was about 1.6%. It was Friday at 2.72. This morning in Asia, it's about 2.76. That's a huge increase in the 10-year Treasury rate in a little over a month. And some people are worried about, well, what's it going to do to the housing market? Because mortgage rates are going to follow the 10-year Treasury. In addition to that, we reported very robust auto sales last week. What's it going to do to auto purchases if interest rates continue to rise? And so the Fed may have to think about this enormous sell-off that's happened in the bond market, pushing interest rates up, and what it may do to this fledgling economic recovery we've got going. What's really going to be important this week are earnings. This afternoon after the market closes, Alcoa will start off the parade of second quarter earnings numbers this week. We won't get many more until Wednesday, and then we just get a flood of them for about 2 weeks. Alcoa is expected to report flat earnings and lower revenue. They report very tepid demand worldwide for aluminum, and they continue to shut down their smelting capacity worldwide and reduce it because of a drop in the spot price of aluminum as well as declining demand. A huge development this morning in the fight for Dell Computer, and you may or have caught part of this story earlier. It's been going on for weeks. Michael Dell, the founder of Dell Computer, is attempting to take his company private along with Silver Lake Partners, which is a private equity firm. He's been offering $13.65 a share, and, of course, they're dealing with the waning demand for PCs, and if they can get out of the spotlight of being a publicly traded company, maybe they can do some magic and rework the company. Well, Carl Icahn, the activist stockholder, has been having a competing bid. He wants to pay $14 a share to buy 72% of the company, remain the other 28% to be completely still publicly traded. Well, this morning, Mr. Dell and his team got a surprising endorsement from ISS Proxy Advisory Services. This is one of those companies that you may have gotten a call from time to time, or you may have relied upon them to decide how to vote on a proposal from a company that you own stock in. They're endorsing Mr. Dell. This is a huge surprise, one that wasn't expected. There's still a lot of companies out there, mutual fund companies, et cetera, that are opposed to Mr. Dell's taking the company private. By the way, Mr. Dell owns 16% of the company, but because he's the one taking the company private, he can't vote his 16% block. He is the largest individual stockholder. So we'll see what happens, but at least the Advisory Shareholder Service, ISS, is advising shareholders to vote for Mr. Dell and say no to Mr. Icahn. We'll see what happens.
All right, John. Thank you, sir. Have a great week.